I am David Howard, and I am chairman of the Research Management Committee of the CRDF. Today's meeting was fact-finding mission for growers to participate in questions that they have concerns regarding our research priorities for our committee. We're going to put out a call for proposals this year for the CRDF, and the Research Management Committee of the CRDF is going to consolidate interested grower questions that need to be addressed, that the grower community feels needs to be addressed, dealing specifically with greening.
How effective do you feel the meeting was today? Did you hear some good suggestions?
I think we got a broad spectrum of questions that ran a huge range of different topics, and we're encouraging everyone to come in with any ideas that might be helpful, and we'll over time consolidate those ideas into a list of priorities for recommendations for research proposals. This process is going to take 6 weeks or more to consolidate, and we would encourage anyone, even people that weren't at the meeting, to participate by sending in any of their thoughts or concerns to the CRDF as soon as March.
And I know we've been at this work, the CRDF, for a long time. Did you hear some new thoughts, some new takes on things today?
Well, I think we've answered some basics research questions, and that's led us to this point where it's time to drill down to specific questions that growers have, concerns, things that they see in the field. So I think it's very helpful to have insight from the field at this point to get growers' questions answered that are much more specific than the research that's been accomplished over the last 7 or 8 years.
Did you hear any one or two things that you could point at as examples that were possibly actionable?
I think there's a strong focus right now from growers to look into what the dynamics of the soil profile and how it affects the greening process, whether it be nutritionals that are working as soil-applied treatments. But a lot of questions about what's going on below the surface of the soil that we haven't addressed, that growers are really looking for some answers in that area. So I'm hopeful that we'll get some promising research to solve and answer some of those questions.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.